Bookstores have always been unlike any other kind of store, shaping readers and writers, and influencing our tastes, thoughts, and politics. They nurture local communities while creating new ones of their own. Bookshops are powerful spaces, but they are also endangered ones. In this book, we see the stakes, what has been, and what might be lost. This history of the bookshop draws on oral histories, archival collections, municipal records, diaries, letters, and interviews with leading booksellers to offer a fascinating look at this institution beloved by so many. The story begins with Benjamin Franklin's first bookstore in Philadelphia and takes us to a range of booksellers, including the Strand, Chicago's Marshall Field and Company, the Gotham Book Mart, Barnes & Noble, Amazon Books, and Parnassus. This book is also a history of the leading figures in American bookselling, often impassioned eccentrics, and a history of how books have been marketed and sold over the course of more than two centuries. This is essential reading to understand how these vital institutions have shaped American life and why we still need them. This is Roger Sheldon. Please join me for Evan Friss's The Bookshop, a history of the American bookstore.